Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jaster. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jaster. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting second. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bo Bilinski. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bo Bilinski. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bilinski juggles the ball. That's an error on Bilinski. Brock moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is hit by the pitch. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wynn. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to third. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields the ball and throws to Bilinski covering. Safe. McCarver scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster bunts towards first. Harrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. There goes Harrison trying to get to third. Johnson throws the ball into Shannon, who tags Harrison for the out. Lillis moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Bo Belinsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belinsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gatte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver fires to first, and they've got Gatte trapped. There's the throw to Maxville, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCarver hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Staub moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Cardinals, 2, Astros, 2. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon juggles the ball. That's an error on Shannon. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaster takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Brand and he is out, Lillis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bo Belinsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belinsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Belinsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gatte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Gatte reaches second base with a double. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-2 in the game. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn is walked intentionally. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields the ball and throws to Belinsky covering. Safe. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxville hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Maxville reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maxville. The slide. Brand applies the tag. Maxville is out. Two outs. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jaster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jaster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis pinch hits for Bo Belinsky. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-3 in the game. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon juggles the ball. That's an error on Shannon. Brand moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Owens now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Javier moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Dave Eiler's now pitching. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Astros 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jaster hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 4 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landis. Brock reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Dave Eilers. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Willis now pitching. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brandt moves to second. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Gatte strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Ron Brand. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.